Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. It is already the 14th day of April, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining me in studio today is going to be Kurt Nemo of Infowars.com and TruthNews.com fame. He is visiting here at the headquarters, here at the flagship in Austin, Texas, here in our tiny redoubt. He'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the second hour as we cover the latest news and take your phone calls. And then from 1:30 to 3 today in studio, former city council member in Austin, Texas, economist, author, documentary filmmaker George Humphrey will be joining us in studio to talk about the war, the economy, and a lot more with George Humphrey for an hour and a half, because now we have a four-hour show from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be taking your phone calls today as well in this first hour, throughout the second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. You can also call us at 512-646-5400. That is the studio line, 512-646-5400, and I will air your calls here myself. Different ways to do that. Okay, yesterday I got into eugenics. I got into how they're admitting that they're chemtrail spraying the population. I started getting into a story. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours from the Washington Post, but I want to spend more time on that today as well, about the total surveillance grid, not just scanning your face, scanning your license plate, scanning everything you buy and sell, building psychological databases and algorithms. That's already going on for at least a decade. But brain scanners. Now, these are already up in many airports. And they're now announcing it to the slaves. And so we'll be going over that today. Now, this is all a fraud. This is so they can claim the computer says you're a terrorist, and then they show some idiot jury the brain pattern of an Al-Qaeda, and it's over. To the work camp you go, because they're advertising on Neocon Talk Radio as a talking point for 5 years that when we put Americans in camps because they are secretly aiding Al-Qaeda, if you protest the war, that aids Al-Qaeda, they say. That's a CENTCOM line. The military says that, not the military men and women. 70%+ of them know what's going on. But the brass says that criticizing government aids Al-Qaeda because the government's fighting Al-Qaeda, hence criticize government, aid Al-Qaeda. That you shouldn't, shouldn't have to pay for you in prison. And so the talking point is we need labor camps. Of course, the foolish, predominantly redneckian people that mean well and support all of this don't understand that you already compete with the prisons, Bubba, with their 20 cents an hour jobs in the prison factories. But it doesn't matter. Just like with slavery, just like you competed with slaves and it drove down your wages, you still supported slavery of blacks because it made you feel like you were up the totem pole, when in reality, they got more calories to eat a day than you did, on average, according to historians. But feeling powerful is more important than being a slave, isn't it? But I'm going to get into illegal immigration first. On the other side, some new shocking numbers for you. As we continue to track the criminal activities of the New World Order, I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nimmo to be in studio. And yes, we're going to go ahead and fire the webcam up early for all PrisonPlanet.tv members when he joins us in the middle of the next hour into the bottom of the third hour. Then George Humphrey joins us in studio. So from 12:30 until 3 o'clock today, we are going to have the webcam for PrisonPlanet.tv members fired up with the document cam, video clip feeds, computer feeds, so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. 15 cents a day, and that goes to pay for the bandwidth and our whole IT infrastructure that we're trying to beef up and expand and make more redundant and versatile. All right, let me just go ahead and get into this first. Here's just a story out of the UK. Foreigners carry out 1 in every 5 killings in Britain, police figures reveal. Nice little headline. U.S. housing collapse spreads overseas. This type of news I have there on the economy. That is out of the International Herald Tribune. But let me first just play a clip from CBS News so we can critique it and analyze it. Illegal immigrant births at your expense. They finally tell the truth. And they say that it's an estimated 300,000 children of illegal immigrants born in the United States every year, according to the Pew Hispanic Center. They give instant citizenship because they are born on U.S. soil which makes it easier for their parents to become U.S. citizens. Now, the average hospital birth, just the cesarean section, they say costs $4,500. Well, being that my wife's had to have three of them, I know that we paid about $8,000 a piece for them. And I went this morning, and because I'd seen this story this weekend, I went this morning and looked up average cost, just type average cost of cesarean into Google, and I came up with about $7,000. With complications, it could be $15,000. So as bad as you think this article is, it's probably double the amount of money. And, of course, that's not counting the three-day on average hospital stay at about $6,000 a day there with all the medical care and tests and drugs that are given. So, but let's just go with their numbers. $4,500, $6,000 a day, 3 days. So we're talking very easily here, $20,000+, 20,000 times 300,000. What's 20,000 times 300,000? And then you get all of the illegal aliens who get on welfare. And it's admitted, if you pull up the statistics, that the average illegal alien is on two different welfare systems with fake identities, which the government does not check. Now, remember that when I had my finger flopping around on a piece of skin, basically severed, that I kept watching illegal aliens for an hour go ahead of me with stomach aches, sprained ankles. They go to the emergency room for basic medical care because emergency rooms nationwide have been told by the federal government and the bureaucracies, and they all take orders from the feds, make no mistake. In fact, that was finally in mainstream news last week that these fusion centers, these emergency management centers, as I've told you since 1999 when we discovered it, openly are federally run, and your cities are federally run, and they have CIA in them. Just like Jesse Ventura, you know, first week as governor, there's 23 members of CIA waiting for him to tell him how things work. That's who runs this country. They run the narcotics. They run it all. They rule. And as soon as we realize who the rulers are, then they've lost their defense and they're wide open. But as long as they have their cloaking devices up, they can continue to operate without being touched. And as soon as their other cloak of, oh, they're patriotic, they do it for America, is gone, they can easily be removed from the power structure and the people can be returned to that. But that's how they operate. But I'm digressing. And please don't email me saying, oh, I hate the illegal aliens. Oh, you just hate them. Well, let me tell you something. If I go to Mexico with my wife, I fly down to Mexico City a week before she's due, and I check into a hotel. And then when her water breaks, I drive into a hospital. They are going to slap bills on me, and police will come in and will arrest the man when he doesn't have payment, and will stick you in a jail where you don't get fed unless someone brings you food. And then they take your driver's license and info, your passport, and they run it, and then they have government systems that then find out who your family is, and they call them up and say, we don't just want the money for the baby, we want 50 grand, or Alex Jones never gets out of jail. Yeah, I live on the border. I live next to Mexico. I've had it happen to me. I've seen it happen to friends. The mordido, it means little bite. If you're dumb enough to go down to Mexico, they just pull you over and they laugh and they say, hey, gringo, with, you know, big gold teeth. And they pull you out and they waddle around. And, you know, it's the classic archetype of a corrupt cop. And they tell you, give me money. There's never a newscast about it, never a criticism of Mexico's hatred of Americans. And that means Mexican-Americans, too. Blacks, it doesn't matter. Particularly blacks or Native Americans. Oh, man. Their newscasts call natives names. Very primitive society, so they're very racist. And in a lot of respects, it's healthy. They, you know, their families stick together, and they got a lot of things that are more positive than, you know, this modern society falling apart. But, I mean, this is just the facts. So I'm sitting there, and My dad shows up because I call him on the cell phone once I get to the hospital, and he's pacing back and forth. He's saying, be patient, your finger will be okay, because you do need to have that reattached. It's numb today because I had to wait for the illegal aliens to go first, because that's where they get their medical checkups, where they get their medicine. Instead of going to a clinic or a doctor and paying $100, they go get the free emergency room. That's admitted. And I finally just walked up and I said, listen, I got to have this reattached. It's all wrapped up, soaking, you know, huge bandages, soaking with blood, dripping. And I had what the ambulance had given me, and I said, can I at least have something so I don't drip on the floor with the blood? And then I got a little irritable, and I said, listen, get me a doctor out here right now. And I, you know, kind of used the forceful tone with them. They bring out the doctor, and they go, listen, we need a nerve specialist. That's who we've called to reattach that. And I said, listen, that's a bunch of bull. And I said, you reattach my finger right now. I go, do you know who I am? The lady said, yes, I know who you are, the doctor. And I said, I am going to sue you, and I'm going to make a big deal out of this. You reattach it, I'm going to go totally nuts on the radio. You're going to have a major malpractice suit. These illegal aliens, I know you've been told to serve them first. And I'm not knocking them in their Wranglers and their cowboy hats. I mean, these were illegal aliens right over the border in the last year. I mean, you can see the phases of illegals as they get naturalized, as they kind of start, you know, wearing baseball caps and rock and roll shirts. But when they're first there, it's patched shirts, patched ranch, you know, type outfits. And I just, you know, started literally setting my jaw and clenching my teeth real quietly and saying, now put my finger on. So they took me back there and tried to make me take a tetanus shot in our fuse, and they had to scrub it all out, and then they reattached it and everything. But the point here is that I have lived it, and you're going to live it too. You're going to live it too when you need to go to the emergency room, and you're going to experience it. So it isn't just the $300,000, and by the way, it's more than that. It isn't just the $20,000+ for illegal. It's all the health care. It's everything. It's consular matriculas. With a consular matricula, they will give to anyone for $24 at the facilities. Austin's got one, Chicago, Dallas, El Paso, New York, every major city, San Diego, L.A., Sacramento, New Orleans, you name it. They've all, last time I checked, but there's over 60 consulate offices. And they've got other sub-offices they call missions. And they go get a consular matricula. And by the way, groups, the state of Colorado did a study and went and did this themselves. The leader of the Senate, remember we interviewed him, he got four consular matriculas in one day. And then with that, you get a Social Security card. With that, you get bank accounts. With that, you get it all. I've told the story of I'm in the bank. They want three forms of ID from me. They're asking me 20 questions about 6 years ago. And I'm watching illegal aliens at their own desk with their own service with nothing being given bank accounts. All they want is that paycheck from a company. So it's all selectively enforced. You need to understand that. If you're a black man, a white man, a Hispanic lady, if you're American, if you're a Chinese American, you know, someone who's American happens to be of Chinese descent, but you're a citizen, you are back of the line. But if you are a Latin American precious, but it's not just them. They're the majority, 80%+. Chinese fly in by the thousands every day. We've covered these reports. And they go check into the hotel, water breaks. They drive right over next door. And they have free health care. And that baby's made a citizen. And now the Chinese man and woman, they get, or it could be Vietnamese, they all do it. They could be Russian. They go, and they are immediately put on welfare, immediately everything's paid for. And then now they get jobs in the Chinese or Russian community. Though it is admitted, we can pull these articles up, that if you are of European descent, they enforce on you a lot stronger. And it's hard for South Africans to get into the U.S. It's hard for Australians. It's hard for Brits. Again, they want to make America a third world country. So I'm going to continue breaking this down and then take your phone calls on this and a lot of other subjects. But, yeah, there's already a group of people that gets free health care in this country.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Look at your women crying. The laws in this country are for us, the saps, bred and trained to think we're free when we're really slaves. In fact, I've got a mainstream newspaper today reporting a national study that the IRS doesn't go after the big tech, quote, cheats. They don't go after the big corporations that pay very little taxes. They don't go after the billionaires. They don't go after people worth $100 million. They go after who the general public thinks is rich. People making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Yeah, once you get up above about, what is it, $10 million, then your taxes drop. and they've got systems where you don't have to pay that much taxes, and the IRS just leaves you alone. So, see, it's only the average sap that puts up with police checkpoints. And I had callers calling in yesterday about, how they live in Arizona where the cops come to your door and knock on it and say, mind if we come in and inspect your guns? I mean, this country's far gone, folks. I know I keep saying that, but we're not going to get it back until we come to grips with just how far we've fallen. All right, here's CBS News, the above-the-law, godlike, illegal aliens who get the royal red carpet, $20,000+ apiece free. Notice this newscast only focuses and then tells you about the cesarean costing $4,000, which is not the case. It costs close to $8,000. So as bad as you think this report is, it is a complete whitewash. Here it is.
Just last year, lawmakers proposed more than 1,500 new immigration laws. It's a very difficult issue, especially when children are American citizens, but their parents are not. Our national correspondent Byron Pitts has one family story as we begin our special series, Immigration Nation.
It's 5 a.m. This woman's 9 months pregnant, an illegal immigrant fearful of deportation. She's dropped off at a South Texas hospital to undergo a C-section. It's a $4,700 procedure that didn't cost her a dime. A healthy 8.5-pound baby boy born in America. His Mexican mother gives him an American name. Elliot. He's one of an estimated 300,000 children of illegal immigrants born in the U.S. every year. They're given instant citizenship, which makes it easier for their parents to become U.S. citizens because those babies can eventually sponsor their parents when they turn 21. As for Elliot's mother, no longer as fearful of deportation, she tells us her name, Fabiola, and her story.
So your son is an American citizen. What does that mean to you?
I'm glad he was born here. That's why I came here, so my children, my husband, and I could have a better life.
Back in December, when she was 6 months pregnant, Fabiola, her husband, and their two daughters, ages 4 and 11, crossed the Rio Grande from Mexico into the U.S. Once across, they walked for 2 hours in search of a better life and free medical care for their unborn child.
Help me understand, do many women in Mexico make the choice to have their children in the United States?
Yes, I know people who have done that. Things are better in the U.S. because they help children so much more.
It's a better life American taxpayers help pay for. Take health care, for example. An estimated $1.1 billion per year for all undocumented men, women, and children. Joe Riley is the CEO of the McAllen Texas Medical
Center.
Stop
right there. Back it up a little bit. We did the math. On average, a birth in a hospital from a cesarean is more than $20,000, counting 3 days in the hospital, the cesarean. You see, they played a statistical trick there. They said $4,500. They underestimated it, and then they counted the 300,000 times that. But when you do it 300,000 times 20,000, it's $6 billion, not the $1 billion and change they were saying. And that's not counting the welfare, the jails, the prisons. It's so now that myth about, oh, you're going to be paying a lot for your cabbage and for your strawberries. The vast majority of the illegals don't pick the strawberries, ladies and gentlemen. And the small percentage of what you pay for strawberries is the actual cost of growing them. The rest of it's delivering them to market, the marketing of it, the taxes. We're going to come back and play the rest of it. But citizens don't get free health care. Now, all over the country, they've passed laws where illegals get more tax incentives and where illegals and legals get more tuition than citizens. Free tuition in many state schools. It's an incentive to bring them here to break the back of the wages and make us a third world nation. The middle class is always the enemy of the elite. And they've done a fabulous job. The country is probably irreversibly damaged.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention GCN listeners, you've all heard of 9-1-1 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio with us in an hour. Then we got George Humphrey joining us in studio into the fourth hour today up until 3 p.m. We're going to have a live webcam for PrisonPlanet.tv members starting in 1 hour of Kurt Nemo in studio, and then George Humphrey into the overdrive fourth hour available right now. Just to PrisonPlanet.tv members, the video. You can also just hear the audio at InfoWars.com. Today, I'm going to be taking calls on the local number at 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. I was already going to be doing it today, but they're doing some maintenance right now, expanding the lines up at the network, so they don't even have 1-800s right now. Well, that's good, because we have a phone number here, 512-646-5400. I'm told Malcolm in Austin and others disagree with me, so we'll be going to their calls coming up here in a few minutes. Before I go any further with the illegal aliens overrunning us by design and getting everything free and handed to them on a silver platter as first-class godlike citizens, I want to tell you about American Drug War, The Last White Hope. This is 5 years in the making by my good friend Kevin Booth. I consulted on this film. It was the winner, Best Documentary, at four consecutive festivals. All four he entered it in, he won. Some major festivals there in Los Angeles and other places around the country and the world and in England. Tommy Chong, the actor-comedian, interview from prison about John Ashcroft's Operation Pipe Dreams. Freeway Ricky Ross, known as the Walmart of crack, was getting his cocaine from the CIA. Judge James Gray, a federal judge who supports legalization and taxing marijuana. Sheriff Joe Arpaio forces nonviolent drug offenders to live outdoors in 130-degree heat, working as slaves. And then the key to this DVD that's been aired more than 50 times now in the last month and a half on Showtime, I mean, this is a hot movie, one of the top documentaries out right now, is that this film is longer, this version, and there's 3 hours of extras on the DVD. So you're getting 5 hours on American Drug War, The Last White Hope. And I'm glad people are ordering this. We're selling a lot of these because you need to show this to your friends, your family, police officers in your family. People that don't understand the big picture need to see this film. On the front it says, "We have met the enemy and it's our own government." Any movie that features interviews with comedian Tommy Chong, former drug czar and the founder of the Blood Street Gang, is doing something right, the Austin Chronicle had to say about it. And this has got Tommy Chong talking about smoking pot with Schwarzenegger, and then as soon as Chong got busted, right when Schwarzenegger became governor, Schwarzenegger wouldn't talk to him anymore. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Alex Jones, that's on the back, Alex Jones in Fun with Barry, the drug czar. Robert Steele, CIA officer about government drug dealing. Mike Rupert's in this. Ladies and gentlemen, this film goes on and on and on and on and on. And Kevin was going to make a government drug dealing film. And that's when he asked me to consult with him. And then about 2 years into the process, it turned into a miniseries that was going to air on British television. And then Kevin decided to not do that deal. He wanted to make it be about his dad dying, who then died 3 years ago, and about how alcohol killed him. You know, then he went that angle of, my gosh, 300 and something thousand people die of alcohol and nicotine each year. That's admitted, and no one dies of marijuana. Well, why is this happening? And then he went that direction. And then, so really, he was making like 4 or 5 films. It was his personal journey. His brother died from prescription drugs. His mother died from alcoholism. And so, I'm already digressing. The point is, you need American Drug War. $24.95. Everywhere else is $29.95. Everywhere else, it's only on Kevin's website. This thing doesn't hit stores till late May. We have it here first, $24.95, 5 hours. American Drug War, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're also carrying a new video. We've got it, but it isn't even up on the shopping cart yet. But if you want to write to us, it'll be up in the next week. If you want to write to us, you can get American Drug War. It is on the shopping cart, by the way. But we just got in Washington, You're Fired, by just an amazing filmmaker, William Lewis. And that is available if you want to write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And there's a lot of other books and videos we're about to add to the cart. It'll be up there in the next day or two, but I'm just saying if you want it now, you can go ahead and write to us to get Washington, You're Fired, another amazing film. All right, I'm going to stop belaboring this and go to some of your calls after I finish up with the illegal aliens who are above the law. But everybody's above the law but Americans. We are some of the most enslaved, most taxed, most surveilled, but we're arrogant idiots who think, myself included, I thought that we were free. Now, I was just thinking, I mean, 1999, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange, in front of AP and Reuters and scores of newspapers, has a press conference with the head of the FARC communist guerrillas, who control about half the cocaine production in Colombia and two other surrounding nations. They've got little pieces of those countries. And it was in the paper that, well, it's legal for foreign drug cartels to invest in the stock market. And Richard Grasso told him, you will invest with us or we're going to invade you. And they said no, and 1 year later they invaded. And 7 years later, They finally killed the head of the FARC 2 months ago. They finally, the mafia that runs our country. The mafia openly deals drugs. Our government openly launders drug money. Openly. I'll never forget, I talked about this a few months ago, 2 months ago, when they killed the head of the FARC. Drug dealing just continues, like shark's teeth, somebody replaces him. And I reposted on prisonplanet.com. No, it was Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo posted, I sent him like five stories. One was AP, one was Reuters, and then one of them was Narco News, and another was some Colombian newspaper. No, it was Venezuelan newspaper from like 7 years ago when all this happened. And in the comments, the CENTCOM guys in there, they didn't counter Reuters or the photo of Richard Grasso hugging the head of the FARC and saying, invest your drugs with us. They just said, oh, look at this leftist publication you put a link to. Oh, they're commies. When Grasso's publicly hugging him, publicly saying it, it doesn't matter. You just deny it. You're shameful creatures. So, see, everybody's above the law but us. Everybody gets a free pass, a get-out-of-jail card, but American citizens. We've interviewed sheriffs. It's been in the news where they'll arrest a van full of 15, 20 illegals stacked on top of each other, driving through Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, upstate New York. I've seen Texas. In fact, I need to have a bunch of those sheriffs back on. And they'll arrest them, and then they'll call the INS and now ICE, and they'll say, let them go. We don't deport. They can have marijuana. They can have 40s of beer, cases of beer everywhere. It's selectively enforced. They let them go. But let me tell you, you're a Hispanic American, like State Senator Barrientos, and you've had, he had like a blood alcohol level of like 1.2 or something, or 0.1 or whatever it is. Very low. It was like three beers. He goes to jail. And I'm not saying he should get away with it. The point is, you're a black guy, you're a white guy, you're a Mexican-American, they pull you over, you speak good English, boom, baby, you're going to jail. You got money. We're going to suck some money off of you. But you're an illegal alien. And I talked to Austin cops. I pulled up at the office one night, and there were two cop cars, and one of my, one of my contractors was here doing some internet work, and he's in handcuffs, and I walk up, and the cops start freaking out. Back up, what are you? And they go, oh, it's Alex Jones. Hey, what's going on, Alex? The highest ranking guy was a big black guy. It was a white lady, it was a Hispanic lady and a white guy, and she was the one that first pulled in because he pulled into the office and she thought that he was evading her. It was suspicious that he turned in. How dare you turn into your office? And he had an expired driver's license. And I walk up. And black guy starts going, hey, I'm retired in 6 months. I don't care. Hey, Alex, you should hear about my new rock band. I've just played up in New York. Blah, blah, blah. Have you heard of him? And I'm going, hey, how you doing? He goes, yeah, I've been watching you for years. And the other white guy was, somewhat nice. He was stuttering, though, when he talked to me. And here's the Hispanic woman taking the IT guy to jail. And I lean up to the car and I say, hey, if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go. And she got real mad and drove out. And the other two guys started laughing. They go, yeah, they encourage us not to arrest the illegals because there's nothing they do anyways. The judge just lets them go or gives them a $50 fine. But we get in trouble if we pull over a citizen and they don't. And I just said, that doesn't make you mad? And he goes, yeah, it makes us mad. And both of them are telling me that. They just go, hey, see you later, man. Have a good one. Oh, yeah, I forgot the other part. My IT guy had gotten to the door, and it was at night. He'd opened up. So since he'd gotten the door open, they went ahead and walked through my office. I forgot that part. That's right. When I pull up, some of them are walking out of the front door of the office. And they said, one of them made a joke about criminal activity, and I tried to laugh it off. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I'm total scum. I'm a scum filth slave. I'm just going to admit it. I am a pathetic scum piece of trash. All of us are. We are pathetic slave worms. And until we admit that we are worms who are selectively enforced on and who live on the lowest rung of society, things are only going to get worse. I had a newscast I didn't even play last week. It's not like I'm trying to bash the illegals, where this white girl for history class was told to write an essay and read it. You know, everybody had to write an essay and say what they thought about illegal immigration. And so she came to school, and she was supposed to do an essay and have a visual aid. And she had a sign saying, illegal immigration is hurting America. And so 20 kids beat her up, bruises, scratches, little cuts all over. And the school just said, we're not going to do anything. Yes, they're allowed to beat her up, basically, and they just said that's how it is. Because only whites can commit racial crimes. Only whites are bad. Only whites can do wrong. Only whites are evil. Only. And I remember the illegal aliens beating people up in the last 3 years at these rallies they have all over the country, pulling down American flags. I got video of them beating old women in the head with 2x4s, blood squirting out. The police come and arrest the blacks and whites and Hispanics who are counter-demonstrating. Because the establishment wants the illegal aliens. They get free health care. They get free welfare. They get everything. You get nothing, slaves. Let's finish up with that newscast. From where we were at, the piece about the billions of dollars. Here it is.
Take health care, for example. An estimated $1.1 billion per year for all undocumented men, women, and children. Joe Riley is the CEO
Stop
of the...
Stop again. I mean, that is such a lie. $22,000. We did the math off public numbers. It's $22,000, some cases even more, depending on the state, to have a cesarean. I know I've had to pay for three of them. The average three-day stay, a lot of you are nodding your heads. Yeah, you've had babies. You know that there's complications in a cesarean. It can even be even higher. They say 300,000 women are having births. The average birth is about 10 grand. It's about 20 grand with a cesarean. So if you average it together, it's way more than a billion. It could be 6 billion. It could be 4 billion. We don't know the exact number. But now they're saying all health care for illegals is $1.1 billion. When, if you paid for 300,000 women to have babies at 10 grand apiece without cesarean, some of them are, but they're saying about 45% of the births in this country are now cesarean. So they like to quicken in the process. I mean, the point is, you're hearing a lot lower numbers here. We know it's many times higher than this. I mean, just the tax cost in California, it's been in the news, is I've seen the number of $5 billion for illegal alien health care in a single year. Here it is.
And children. Joe Riley is the CEO of the McAllen Texas Medical Center near the Texas-Mexico border. 40% of the children born here, nearly 2,400 last year, were the babies of illegal immigrants. Riley has seen and heard it all.
Mothers about to give birth that walk up to the hospitals still wet from swimming across the river and in actual labor.
But here to
have a child in the U.S.
McAllen, which is part of a large hospital system, like all hospitals, is mandated by law to treat all emergency room patients, not verify citizenship.
We have uncompensated care of over $200 million last year.
$200 million?
Yes.
But stop.
Money that you...
That proves their lie. $200 million in one small Texas town. McAllen's little. $200 mil in one town, and they're telling you it's only $1.1 billion. I mean, you see, how dumb do they think you are? So you think this is a piece being honest? No, it's a complete lie. Go ahead.
You won't ever see again.
Yes.
It's not fair to the taxpayers who have to foot the bill.
This Congress has all but given up on comprehensive immigration reform.
Stop right there. See their spin? Their spin is, oh, look, the illegals are getting all this free health care. The answer is legalize all of them and totally get rid of the border. I mean, that's like if you have a sprained ankle, having both your legs cut off, your throat slit, and 14 rounds pumped into your head. But that's the logic. And there's yuppies and mindless, you know, fluoride drinkers out there watching this, and they think, oh, man, I'm mad about this. I want reform. That's why it's over. Keep playing it. Just play it out to break.
But lawmakers like Lamar Smith of Texas want to challenge the 14th Amendment, which guarantees U.S. citizenship to any child born in America.
It seems fundamentally wrong that we ought to give the greatest honor our country can bestow, citizenship, to a child whose only connection to this country is that his or her mother came across the border illegally.
Many Americans who struggle to take care of their own families think it is unfair that they should take care of a family and they're not U.S. citizens.
I don't really understand the resentment.
Stay there. Hey, lady, if I try to come down to Mexico and have a kid, your cops will take me outside and beat me half to death and laugh at me while they scream gringo. So you shut up!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Just go back to the lady saying, I don't understand why they don't want to pay for my free health care. I'm just totally amazed that I... By the way, U.S. newspapers like this. They like the federal funds. They put ads. They've been caught putting ads in Mexican newspapers to come up and have the babies. And, I mean, it's a big joke. And then the whole family gets to move down here. I'll continue with it, and then I'm going to go to Malcolm and others that are holding.
It's not fair to the taxpayers. We have to foot the bill.
This Congress has all but given up on comprehensive immigration reform. But lawmakers like Lamar Smith of Texas want to challenge the 14th Amendment, which guarantees U.S. citizenship to any child born in America.
It seems fundamentally wrong that we ought to give the greatest honor our country can bestow, citizenship, to a child whose only connection to this country is that his or her mother came across the border illegally.
Many Americans who struggle to take care of their own families think it is unfair that they should take care of a family and they're not U.S. citizens.
I don't really understand the resentment, but I know that God will find a way to help them too.
That's what Fabiola's doing for young Elliot, relying on her faith, her family, and the U.S. government. Byron Pitts, CBS News, McAllen, Texas.
There isn't a U.S. government. Let's get that clear. There's private banking families that own our media, that own our military, and that poison the water and carry out eugenics operations against us. And they have always used divide and conquer, and they have brought in gigantic third world populations to blow out the economy, blow out the wages, break down the society. And that's what's happened, period. Now, I don't know what we're going to do as a society. I don't know how we're going to turn this around. Our government has paid for comic books and everything else in Mexico for 50 years, just like they radicalized the Muslims, and that's a historical fact. To quote counterbalance communism, they have radicalized the Mexicans in Mexico to where they hate this country. It is a national pastime. When this country was attacked on 9/11, L.A. Times and others reported that the week after, U.S. team was down in Mexico playing them, and they were chanting, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, hurrah. Now, they thought Bin Laden attacked us. So you don't understand the sophisticated game. U.S. citizens don't either. This is a group that cheers Al-Qaeda attacking us. Now, and it's perfect. They speak another language. The dumb yuppies don't know. The dumb yuppies can't even speak English. All they can do is act cool and strut around, you know, bulging their muscles out. And that's why it's all over, folks. The country is completely falling apart. The country is, and we have to recognize how bad it is. We're hearing hospitals are going bankrupt. States are going bankrupt. Meanwhile, the feds are always adding new taxes, new layers of bureaucracy. More cops out writing tickets. And, it makes me mad when cops have a checkpoint and I drive up to it. And they're checking for IDs and insurance, and I see them waving illegals through. I get mad. I'm like, what's your problem, man? You let illegals go, and they'll just be like, well, don't ask questions. I am asking questions. I have had enough. I don't get my Bill of Rights. I don't get my Constitution. I don't get anything. And the illegal aliens, they get everything. They get everything, and my family gets nothing. And then I get to be hated while I pay for their welfare and pay for their kids and pay for everything else. I get to go down to Mexico and get treated like dirt. I'm boycotting Mexico. I'm boycotting the whole thing. Boycott Mexico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.